welcome you into the Leica Mobile Jaguars Jam, Everbank Field, Jacksonville. The side of the win in Week 10 over the Los Angeles Chargers. Overtime, 2017, the final. Big part of that win, the Jaguars defense. Big part of the defense is new to the defense. He's our guest today, Marcel Darius, joining us here on the program today. Darius traded over from the Buffalo Bills. He's made an impact right away. He's here on set with us for the Leica Mobile Jaguars Jam today. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hanging in there?
Happy to be here.
Good to have you.
Man, just feeling good. Hey, just checking it out. Just enjoying myself so far.
Yeah, we're enjoying having you here, too. It's an enjoyable time to be around here with all the W's stacking up, right?
It feels, I'm happy for all the enjoyment.
Let's keep the enjoyment moving on down the line here. Let's get to the Leica Mobile call in line. We got a lot of folks ready to talk to you today, Marcel. And we'll start off with Richard Graves of Sky Sports to get us going. What's up, Richard?
Hey, JP. Hey, Marcel. Great to have you on the show as well. As JP was saying, where do you start with this game and this result over the weekend against the Chargers? I saw a great stat that said in the last four possessions of the game on Sunday, the Chargers gained 5 net total yards. And amongst all that, you guys forced 2 turnovers, one which led to tying the game up, take it to overtime. Then, of course, the interception in overtime, which led to the game-winning field goal. And I think JP probably summed up the feelings of everybody watching and listening at the time when he tweeted out that if the Jaguars pull this one off, it's an all-timer. I mean, you haven't been with the organization long, but in the several weeks you've been there, what do you make of this unit?
I mean, it's a very special group of guys. A very special group of guys are coming together, and they're really passionate about playing for one another. They're molding themselves to be something very special, and I'm happy to be a part of it, to watch these guys blossom. Growing together, and to be a part of it is just, man, it's special. It's something that doesn't come around too often, and it just means a lot to me that they feel like I can be a piece to it. So it was very special, this game this past week. Very exciting to be a part of it. It's hands down one of the best games I've ever been a part of in the NFL altogether. Football together my whole life. That was pretty fun, and we were relentless. We didn't give up, we didn't give in, we kept coming after them, and we kept doing our best, and offense kept shooting, then we hit targets, man. Things start rolling for us, and I'm very, very excited and happy to be a part of this, man. It's crazy.
You're talking to people around the building, you know, the next day, and people have been around football for much longer than you and I, and they have the same answer. They've never seen an ending of a football game like that. From the 2-minute warning on, it was like a game in itself.
Yes, yes.
Roller coaster.
Most of the game felt like it was going so long, it was so slow, and then it just started to pick up. Second half, things turned around and started to pick up, and then 2-minute, it felt like the game started over again. The game could have been won 5 or 6 times in that 2-minute span. And then in overtime, it was just like, God, here we go again. It was pretty crazy, man. But everybody had their second win. Guys were coming off the ball like the game just started. And it had a whole new identity to the game, the whole new approach. And so guys' mentality was like, forget it, we in here. We're locked in. They're in our house. And we're going to come out with our stuff. And it's just – it was crazy to see everybody on the same accord.
Let's go back to the Leica Mobile call. And you got the win. That's the most important part of the thing.
That's big time.
Let's go back to the Leica Mobile call in line. Scott Wilson, Give Me Sport, is with us today. What's up, Scott?
Hi, JP. Marcel, great to speak to you both. Marcel, tell me what's going through your head when you see Blake Bortles throw that second interception with less than 90 seconds to go. You're down by 3 points. What's going through your head at that time?
Well, To be honest, when it comes to that situation, it's just, it gives I look at it as like, y'all, let's rally up. It gives us another opportunity to make big plays. We got to put the ball back in his hands. We need him to get comfortable. We need him just to relax. Don't worry about it. Don't put it on your back. Just play your game and be comfortable. We got you. We're going to do the best we can. And we got to reassure him that so that he won't be nervous or worry about the little things. Just play free, play the game like you love it, and don't worry about it, because we're paid to do our job too. and you don't have to carry us or feel like you have to have all that weight on you. We got your back, and we know you have our back. And so we're going to do the best we can. And after that interception, we were just like, let's go. Let's rally up. Regulators, mount up. So we got up, and we just kind of went after, man. It wasn't about nothing. Y'all, let's keep on going. Let's keep rolling. And then he managed the game perfectly after that. And we just kept rolling. We have each other back. We support each other.
You just dropped some RNG on us here in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
That is digging deep. I like it, Marcel. Let's go back to the Like a Mobile call-in line. Roger Goodgroves, what's up?
Yeah, hi. Hi, guys. What's it like being reunited with Coach Marone? You weren't too complimentary when he departed Buffalo.
Well, I was younger, and I had a bunch of other coaches, and it just kind of new adjustment, fitting, just trying to get the better understanding of each other. I understand what he's looking for. I understand what he means. And we had a lot of conversations around that time as well, a lot of inside talk for us that have us. It means that we understand each other a lot better now, and I understand what he meant about a lot of things that what was going on in that time. But in this day and age, I just look towards the future. I just focus on what I have to do, what I know he's looking for, what I can contribute, and try to be the best player and person I can possibly be for this organization. And I know what he's looking for from that. I know what he's looking for from me to bring to the organization, from him even asking me or even having the idea of me coming here.
It's an emotional game, heat of the moment. I mean, things happen in the past, and it's water under the bridge now.
Exactly.
Much.
I mean, when you're dealing with relationships, you dwell on the past. You'll never move towards the future, and you just got to learn from them. So, and he's a much different person now than when we were in Buffalo, and I'm a much different person from me being in Buffalo. So, and now it's for us to meet at this point in life. It's like rekindling an old flame.
It is. Let's go to social media now, Marcel, and get some fan questions in today. Starting out with our good friend Stephanos Prime on Twitter. How hard is it to keep your composure during such a roller coaster of a game? Things are happening. Turnovers are happening. The crowd's going crazy. You're down. You're up. How do you keep it on an even keel here?
I'm a pretty even keel guy.
I can tell.
The game doesn't rattle me at all. I just kind of sit back, relax. Hey, you got to come see me. So I'm not worried about y'all, but y'all worried about me. So with a roller coaster type game like we had the other day, it's nothing but fun. For some people, it's scary, crazy roller coaster, but some people really enjoy the crazy roller coasters, and they're sitting there calm and just enjoying what's going on around them. That's me. Yeah. Well, but on a real roller coaster, I'm scared to death.
A real one. Not like one of the theme park, you're not a roller coaster
guy. I'm not a roller coaster guy, but that game roller coaster, that's nothing. That's fun.
Now, I guess if you're scared of a roller coaster game, that's probably not the best mindset to have, right?
Exactly.
You want to be a competitor, right?
You want to be in a dogfight.
Yeah.
You want to be in a dogfight. If you really truly want to be a part of one of the marquee teams out here in the league, You want to be in the dogfight games. You want to be in the games that people are like, oh, man, I don't want to go overtime. Oh, man, I don't want to go out. Those guys are the guys that's going to lose because they don't have the fight to want to. I'm going to go longer than you. My mindset, I'm going to go longer than you. I'm going to go harder than you. I'm going to go farther than you. So those games don't scare you. If you want to be a marquee team like this team is building itself to be, these guys already have that mindset, and it's crazy, but it's serious.
Let's go to social media one more time. We'll get back to the Like a Mobile call-in line coming up. Social media number two from Facebook, David Peters. Hi, Marcel. I've always wondered this. In the locker room, are the players aware of their fantasy football stats in play, and does this affect performance? Do you know, or has a teammate you played with gone the extra yard to stop an opponent? It might be on somebody else's team. Do you guys don't worry about fantasy numbers, do you?
I mean, not even a little bit, man.
I mean,
we got guys trying to take our heads off out there. We're trying to focus more so on what we can do to stay alive.
Right. It is pretty much it's a physical game.
I mean, It's a really physical game, and we're just trying to keep our heads and keep our composure into what's going on around us and being aware of the next thing, the next formation, personnel, what move I have to make, what stunt I have to make, if it's a pass, picking up on the tendencies of the guys that's around me. This guy's leaning a little bit more my way. This guy's leaning away from me. Look like I'm going to get a U-block, tackle coming down, guard moving around. It's just too much other things going on to be worried about fantasy.
Like putting centers on their backside like you did last week in the football
man,
game.
I just caught a beat, man.
It worked out. Let's go back to the Lycan Mobile call-in line. Richard Graves gets us going again. What's up?
Yeah, Marcel, I just want to concentrate on what you just said there about trying to be a marquee team. Here we are with the Jags at 6-3, tied for the lead in the AFC South. On a three-game winning streak as well. When was the last time we were able to say that? And next on the agenda is a trip to Cleveland. You know it's a big game for your teammate, Tashaun Gibson, but this is a type of game that could very easily be a banana skin. It's one you're expected to win. How conscious are you and the rest of the guys that the last 3 weeks mean nothing if you don't go into Cleveland to get the job done?
That means the world, because what you just said, like, we can go and we can play a tough team like the Jag on the Chargers and Phillip Rivers and everything, and us really having to pull that game out, playing a real tough team, pulling out in overtime, and walking into a game where you have to raise your play level, and that's where some guys play to their level. Going out there to Cleveland, we shouldn't play down. So it's like, That's like a huge challenge in itself, from playing so high to having to come to a team that's going to be just as fired up, but you don't want to have to play down as the game goes on, because they're still an NFL team. They can get streaky and they can pull some big plays out. So it's a challenge in itself from just going lows and highs. So it's like it's a roller coaster in itself, and just being on such a high to just kind of having to feel out the next team and knowing that the next team doesn't have as many weapons, or just being as strategic as the last team, but just at the same time, you can't take your foot off the gas. You got to continue to keep it going and don't let them breathe. You got to make sure you're handling your business.
Let's go back to the Lycan Mobile call-in line. Scott Wilson keeps us going. What's up, Scott?
Yeah, Marcel, it's obviously now 2 weeks since you were traded from Buffalo. Has the transition been made any easier by the Jaguars' great run of form and their playoff potential?
Say that again?
Just saying, it's now 2 weeks since you were traded. Has the transition from Buffalo to Jacksonville been made any easier by the fact that the Jaguars are playing so well and obviously you're now looking in playoff potential?
I mean, the transition has been extremely smooth from the locker room, from the guys, from the people in the building, the organization. That there alone just made the transition so smooth and just something that I believe anybody can handle once you get here and you see what they have going on. And the playoff potential is something I don't even look forward to. I'm looking at the next game, looking at the next practice, looking at my next set or my next rep, because I'm just focused on what I can do to help this team. And whatever they need me to do, I'm going to do my best and try. If they want me to hand out water, I'm going to hand out water. But it's just, I want to do whatever I can to help these guys get to where we're trying to go. And I don't like to say playoffs, because it's just like, that's putting a ceiling on us. So I just say, just take every game as they come, as it has a history and a life of its own, and continue just to move forward. Not think too far, knowing what the distance goal is, but at the same time, the only way to get there is taking one step at a time. So we're just focusing on the next team and the next team and the next team, and just kind of see how it all folds when we look back. And from there, these guys being in the top of the division, it's all well and fine, but I'm not even looking at that. It's just who's the next team. Let's stay focused. Let's make sure we don't slack off. We just got to do what we have to do and stay on task.
Week-to-week league, no doubt about that. It can change from
any given Sunday.
And there's no doubt, and even this week. Roger Goodgroves will wrap us up today from Double Coverage. Roger?
Yeah, hi, Marcel. You missed the Jags' trip to the UK this year. Who would you like to face in London next time? A rematch with the Bills from a couple of years ago? If not, who would you like to be up against in London?
Hmm.
A because you guys played us, a couple years ago?
Yeah, we did.
Didn't go so well for you guys.
Yeah. Man.
It's a tough one, right?
That is a tough one. It really don't matter to me. Strap it on and bring it on.
Do you like playing over there, though?
Yeah, I love playing over there. Cool. That was, oh, my God, it was a whirlwind. I'm still catching up from that, man. We was in Waffle and with the Buffalo Bills, we were Waffle. But it was like, we had a great time. It was a great experience. Just the history in itself. It was just so much to take in. And then to dial it all back and be like, okay, we got to go play football. Was just a completely different aspect of the whole experience. But Wimbledon, I'm like, that's, oh, my God. Went to a soccer game out there as well. Football.
Yeah, right, that's right.
But it was just it was a real eye-opener. We had a great time. But I really don't care who we play. It doesn't really matter to me. Hey, just tell me what I need to do. And the job is done.
I like it. Marcel, we appreciate you coming on today, man. You're always a treat.
Yeah, I try my best, man.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Marcel Darius joining us on the Leica Mobile Jaguars Jam.